This is the 2012 SCAC Women's Soccer Tournament Podcast. Today we're joined by University of Dallas head coach Christina Corona. And Christina, thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to us today.
Thank you for having me, Jeff.
Christina, take us through your mindset as the Crusaders enter their first ever SCAC tournament this weekend.
We are super excited to be the number two seed in the tournament this weekend. I think that through all of our hard work this entire season, it's truly started to pay off. And we're just more thrilled and excited than anything, because we're just looking to compete and to fight for the finals, for sure.
Christina, how do you continue to maintain your team's focus knowing that the regular season is behind us and now it's the postseason event, and knowing that the winner of this event will receive an automatic bid to the NCAA playoffs? How do you keep the team focused at this point in the season?
You know, to be honest, a couple weeks ago I kind of felt like we were falling into a rut. So 3 weeks ago I completely changed the dynamic of practice to kind of raise the intensity level and just have them have more sense of urgency when they're playing the ball. And so putting them in high pressure situations and definitely working in the final third, attacking into the final third. And I think that's truly changed our game the past 2-3 weeks overall. They're just playing with more composure. The pattern play looks fantastic, and they just look really good. So I think that through changing the dynamic of practice, like 3 weeks ago, it's completely changed overall our style of play, our attacking style, and so we're just looking forward to putting some goals into the back of the net this weekend.
This is the 2012 SCAC Women's Soccer Tournament Podcast. Today we're joined by Christina Corona, University of Dallas head coach. Christina, your team draws actually finish in a head-to-head tie record-wise for the 2 seed, and you won it via tiebreaker over Southwestern. Now you're playing them for the third time with a well, you went 1-0-1 against them. What challenges does playing a team a third time like this bring?
Well, I think overall Southwestern is a very good team. They're very aggressive. They're very physical. They have a great attacking style. They have a great plan. And so, just going through the film and reading their schematics and seeing what they do differently between each game will really help us prepare the best that we can coming into Saturday. And so just watching the film and seeing our movements, their movements, you know, how do they play the ball, where do they play the ball, and, playing a third time, you know, third time's the charm. So we're looking forward to definitely getting out there and showing them that, you know, we're ready to win this. And so even though they're a great team, we're looking to compete with them, and I think it's going to be a great game to watch overall.
Finally, Christina, as the Crusaders went 11-7-1 during the regular season, 4-3-1 in the SCAC, what's going to be key, or what are you going to stress to your team in an unfamiliar setting like this, playing in a postseason event, at least as far as the SCAC goes? What sort of things are you going to stress to your team as they prepare for Southwestern?
You know, it's all about hard work, and I think hard work pays off. And if you you work hard, you play hard. And so what we're looking forward to is just bringing in this physical yet good style of play, and looking forward to, you know, our different pattern plays. And overall, I just think that, you know, if we stress working hard, hard work pays off, and it truly is the reason why we are here today. And so just continuing to fight through the entire weekend, and through that, they will definitely be successful, and I know we will. So just working extremely, extremely hard and pressing them to be the best that they can.
University of Dallas head women's soccer coach Christina Corona. Christina, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule this week to talk to us, and best of luck against Southwestern and throughout however far you advance this weekend.
Thank you, Jeff.